I love the beginning of that song. Hi, my name is Dave Lanfair, and currently I'm a junior studying at Kutztown University, fine arts major, and somehow I got this crazy idea that I would make this tape, okay, and interview a band that has such a profound impact on me, and yet I know little or nothing about them, namely Love and Rockets, and I would greatly appreciate if this tape would be sent, passed on to the members of the band. You know, I feel really stupid doing this, embarrassed as a matter of fact, because here I'm trying to interview you, having a one-way conversation, asking questions. I mean, it's really weird, it's really embarrassing, but I'll try to do my best. I don't even know where to begin, I don't know what questions to ask, but perhaps the first question that came to my mind before I said, sat down and said, yes, I'm gonna make this tape, I'm gonna send it to Love and Rockets, and hopefully they'll send me a tape back and I'll have an interview. The first question that came to my mind, I was talking with my roommate, we were like, why? Why? I know that's ambiguous, so I'll try to narrow these questions down. The first question, real question that comes to my mind is, when did you form Bauhaus? Who formed it and why? Were you guys all friends at one time and you got together and you formed the band, or what? Do you have any musical influences, or does any particular group or groups help to form your style? Who writes most of the lyrics, and how? Is it a stream of consciousness? Do you get these ideas from reading books? Do they come dreams or what people say? You can elaborate on this if you want to. You know, I don't think, you know, when I listen to your songs, I don't think that you write about typical everyday things, because your songs, the lyrics, make me think at least. And I mean, is this what you're striving for in your lyrics? I mean, not to write about the mundane, but to write about something else. I mean, Bela Lugosi's Dead, for example. Where did that come from? I mean, that's bizarre, but I love it. Nonetheless. And what? I've always wondered, what do you say in the beginning of that song? I mean, it's like, white on white. Sorry. But my friends say it's like white on white, translucent black kids. But, you know, if you want to tell me, I really like to know. I get a sense from the music that, number one, you're intellectual, and you're not dummies, you're pretty smart. And number two, that in some way it seems like you're spiritual. Now, am I wrong in assuming that? Is that something you want to portray, or something that you've never even thought about? How did you come up with the name Bauhaus? I mean, were you heavily influenced by other disciplines such as art and theater? Because I know that Bauhaus was like German impressionistic, or expression, I forget which, impressionistic movement in the 20s. And another name like Dolly's Car, for example, that you know, that brings to mind Salvador Dali and surrealism. And is that, were you guys influenced by that? I think I've noticed, I've seen a few of Bauhaus's videos, and I've noticed a strong sense of theater on stage. Now, where did that come from? What about projects and groups in between Bauhaus and Love and Rockets, like Tones on Tail, Dolly's Car, for example? How did those groups form and why? Have you done any soundtracks or anything for movies? And another question I'd like to ask is, who directed those early Bauhaus videos, and who directs the videos now for Love and Rockets? Where does everyone live? Are you American? Are you German? Or, you know, big question that comes to mind is, why did you break with Peter Murphy? And do you think there's any chance in the future for you to work again with him? I'm sorry, all these questions have been about Bauhaus. I know you're loving Rockets now, so I asked some questions about Love and Rockets. What does Love and Rockets want to do musically now? I mean, what direction do you see yourselves going in? I've also noticed on the inside of the cover of Express, the tape, that there was artwork. And was that artwork the band's original artwork? And if so, do you guys have shows? And if not, why not? Is Love and Rockets currently touring anywhere? How about you guys come to Kutztown? Because we can really use good music. Just kidding. No, I'm not really kidding. It would be great if you guys could come to Kutztown. Fantastic. Think about it. How would you describe Bauhaus's sound? And how would you describe Love and Rockets' sound? And my final question is there anyone married in the band and or girlfriends? Feel free to answer that question if you want to. And feel free to add anything else that you would like to add. Anything. And I'd like to thank you a lot for granting me this interview. Bye. Best of luck.